7:42 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Also the free WEOL mobile app and at WEOL.com. October is National Arts and Humanities Month, and we've got on the line with us from the U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Joanie Ortega. Not only is she involved with logistics, but also an accomplished author here to talk about her crafts and how she balances those two. Good morning, Sergeant Major. How are you this morning today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Hello, y'all.
We wanted to know a little bit about your career path into that. Be involved in the U.S. Army, but also having time to become an author. How do you balance those two things?
Yes. So I became a soldier first. I needed a little bit of structure in my life and to learn some things about me and life. So I joined the Army. The recruiter was my golden ticket to kind of open me up to that. And once I was able to attain those things and use the tuition program in the Army, then I attained a master's in creative writing. And from there, I started pursuing a lifelong passion that I had, which is writing. And I was able to publish books. And I balanced all of that through the organizational skills that I learned in the Army and using bullet journaling and writing all my goals down and tracking them.
Well, somebody who's a logistician, I guess they would, you know, you're very organized, right?
Oh, yes, you have to be, because it's so many things up in the air, so many different missions and things happening that one has to track as a logistics manager. So really learning those skills, it was crucial for me to be where I am right now.
Wow. How do you find the time to write? Is it kind of one or the other? You have some time, or you come up with ideas as in your time as in the Army?
I use the bullet journal method to kind of block time in my schedule. So each day I allocate time for me. And that time has to do with creative writing, meditation, and things that bring me joy and peace into my life. So I'm able to organize my day in that manner. And when something is really hectic, I at least have my 1.5 hours of lunch that I can use some time for that. That's another great aspect of the Army.
Do others in your brigade know what you do, or is this a little secret for you?
Say it again?
Do those other people that you associate with the Army know about your author career, or is this just something like a little secret that you have?
Oh, no, it's not a secret. No, I say it. I talk to my soldiers often about them pursuing their own passion. Recently, another soldier came up to me because he's also writing a book. And he's going to come over to see me in a few days so that way I can coach him through the whole aspect of writing and publishing and all of that. So, I don't keep this a secret.
Wow. Well, there's a good supply chain, right? You got to create the books. You got to get the books out. You got to get the books deployed and get them where they need to go. Let's talk about your books. Now, your target audience is young adults, right? Is that mostly what you write?
Correct. So I've written a middle grade book. I'm sorry. So that's my target audience. But it really was that one. Mrs. Frenchie's Eagle Ring was about blended families and just anxiety that comes from that when it comes to the children that are part of those families. And then I also write adult books, thrillers and fantasy and so forth under J.E. Ortega, my other pen name, so people don't get confused about the age ranges.
That's right. Yeah, authors, they have some kind of author names that fit certain types of books and what you expect between the covers. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for a few years now. I want to say 3 years I've been doing this, and I really took it seriously, I want to say 2 years ago, after I graduated with an MFA in creative writing.
Did you realize when you went and joined the Army that you'd have this other career going on at the same time?
I've always wanted to write. I wanted to be a journalist, actually, at the beginning. The Army has a specialty, but that's something that I didn't know when I first joined. But as a logistic manager, I was able to attain other skills as well. I've always wanted to do it, and it's just like I had to get myself grounded and become a structured individual that can achieve things so that way I can pursue what I'm pursuing now.
Well, that is really great. How do you balance, you know, I assume in the Army everything's very rigid, very strict. You kind of have short things. You got to get your message across. Yet in creative writing, you can take your time. You can develop the story, right? Is it a challenge for you to think, oh, I'm ready. I'm writing something for the Army, not for a middle schooler.
The Army is not, I think people have that perception that the Army is like this rigid, I'm doing my nightstand right now at the screen, right? But it really is not like that. We, the leaders, make the Army into something that is really a holistic way for soldiers to come in, have a career, and have a balanced life, really, of spending time with family, friends, and doing things that they enjoy while still serving their country and meeting the mission requirements that we have for them on each day. But it's really we leaders, we make that. Right? We make the Army into something like that, where it's a holistic environment for everyone to join us.
Well, it says here that you're one of the highest ranking female non-commissioned officers in your brigade. What has that been like for you and responsibility, knowing that you're kind of leading away in some sense?
It is. And sometimes I don't believe it until I look at myself in the mirror, and then I realize that, yes, this is me now, but I still look at that same small Johnny that came into the airplane at JFK all scared. And then I noticed that I have this responsibility to lead soldiers, and I am so honored to do that. And it is right now the best thing. I enjoy it so much. That's why I'm still in.
Yeah. Well, you get to change uniforms, right? I see on your website for that. You've got like orange shoes on and some brightly colors, kind of different from what you normally wear, right?
Yes. I get to change uniforms on my website, yes. Right. And the Army also changed uniforms. So now I wear this old World War II style AGSUs now.
Oh, wow. Well, if people want to find out about you and your books or even information about the U.S. Army, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Oh, my website is haveacoupleofjohnny.com. And for the Be All That You Can Be soldier stuff, go after and go to goarmy.com, and you'll be able to find all the information there.
Sounds great. Great story, and it'll inspire some folks. And again, thank you for your service to our country. Appreciate your time this morning.